Hello, Sophia. Nice to see you.
And you.
Thankfully, you're back playing.
Yes, it's been a long journey. Just in time. I mean, the plan is still 5th of March. So our first home game at the Rico is the plan for my first return to play. Anything before that will be a bonus, but I have to just see how I get on over the next week, really.
I've been following the situation on Twitter, and it's been you and Lucy obviously going through it at the same time. How important, in a way, or how nice has that been that the pair of you have gone through this bit of rehab together?
Yeah, to be honest, when you're going through an injury, it's so tough to do it on your own. So actually having somebody else go through the same injury, we pretty much did exactly the same injury to our ankles. So we've done the same rehab process. Lucy's a couple of weeks ahead of me, but it's really helped. And I think mentally it sort of kept me really positive. And working really hard. And now Lucy's back, even more so I want to get back so I can be on the court too.
Me and sports injuries, probably the nearest I've ever got is stubbing my toe on a egg and spoon race back in infants. But how mentally do you have to be to go through that kind of thing day after day and week after week?
It's really tough, but I think it makes a good athlete. And actually having experience rehabbing my ACL previously, it's taught me the resilience that's needed in sport. And actually injury in sport, it's part of playing. You can't stop it from happening. Obviously you can do the training, you can do your weights, you can do your conditioning, but ultimately that's part of your playing career. But definitely the resilience that it takes to pick yourself up in the morning and go to the gym when you just don't want to, that's what makes a great athlete. And I definitely feel that sort of carried through in this injury. Particularly, I've tried to be really positive throughout the whole process, and I definitely think that's made my rehab go a lot more smoothly.
How's Andrew been throughout the whole process? Has he given you individual plans?
Yeah, he's been absolutely fantastic. I mean, this was the first season that I've met him, and I think I'm a bit of a character. I need a lot of confidence to actually do the exercises, but he's really supported me. And I couldn't have done it without him, really. So I thank him a lot.
The news today is that the team's going to be sponsored in a big, massive way with Land Rover.
Yeah.
How important is it to have somebody like them on board?
It's absolutely amazing. And it's part of that process of pushing netball to that next level by having such a big sponsor like Land Rover and also DS Smith. Hopefully it will get other organisations wanting to sponsor netball, and that's the way forward. That's how we're going to get more people in watching netball.
So, yeah. I mean, the previous games at the Rico have obviously attracted the fans in. You'd be hoping that that kind of thing continues throughout the season?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've done a lot of hard work with the community to try and show all the young aspiring players what it's like to be a Wasp netballer. We've ran school days in the week where kids have come in and they've experienced the Rico Arena and lots of activities, and hopefully that will just give them a small taste of what it's going to be like on a game day. I think the game day experience is really exciting. The fan zone that we've got on is just so exciting for young aspiring players, and it makes it more of a family day out, which again I think is pushing netball in that direction where we want it to become a bigger sport for not just young netballers, but also adults coming along, male and female.
You and Bongi and Rich and Hannah were out at the weekend, obviously supporting some teams.
Yeah.
It's important to get them involved as well, isn't it? And what's it like when they're playing and all of a sudden, there's Sophia?
Yeah, definitely. You know, part of the Wasps netball journey is about building netball up in the Midlands, and it is about the community programme that we want to put into place. So actually going and seeing the players on Sunday when it's freezing cold and they're putting all that hard work in, you know, that's where we all came from that. So I think that's really nice to actually share with those players that actually we started where you are. We started outside in a local league on a Sunday morning, the last thing you want to be doing in the rain. But actually, that's part of the journey to becoming the best, and hopefully they'll aspire to get to that point where they can one day play for Wasps netball.
Sirens, it's going to be a good game on telly.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the first home game against Mavs as well.
Yeah, definitely. Sirens have kept themselves under the radar, so they're sort of still quite unknown. But we've got our game plan, and that's all we need to stick to. And likewise with Mavericks for our first home game. The girls just can't wait to get on the court now. You know, it's been such a long pre-season, and we're ready and raring to go.
You've been in this situation before, ready for the league to start. Is it a little bit different, given the fact that it's a new franchise and given the fact everything's going on around you, playing the games at the Ricoh, training here?
Yeah, you know, of course, you know, coming to a new club, it has a very different feel. We're a completely new team, lots of different players. But our goal is still the same. You know, we all want to go out there, put on a good performance, put on a good spectacle of our sport, and ultimately win. That is the plan.